It's such a joy to be here tonight. I have been excited ever since either August or September when the Women's Council asked me to speak, and frankly because they asked me to speak on a verse that had such strong topical issues about loving. That's one of my favorite subjects. So that was really exciting too. I mean, I love to love people. Don't y'all? You know? I love you. I don't see anybody here I don't love, and I'm sure you love me too. I mean, actually, it just really isn't a very hard thing to do, to love somebody, but we are in a Bible church. I want to stick to the text. I'm going to read scripture out loud so we can all follow. But listen to God's word as he says, "A new commandment I have given to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you. You also should love one another." The next verse says, "By this all men will know that you're my disciples, if you have love one for another." Well, as I said, I love being in love. I love loving people. I love all you. Love is about the easiest thing in the world. And so I'm not really sure how I'm going to fill the next 20 minutes, actually. There is one person, if I was really honest about it, there's one person that's a little bit hard to love. I mean, actually, she's really hard to love. She's just one of my coworkers. And trying to get close to this person is like, you know, hugging on a porcupine. I mean, who in their right mind would do that? Or, like, if I want to talk to her about something, you might as well walk across a landmine because you have absolutely no idea how she's going to react to you. And anybody with good sense knows that you just have to protect yourself. So just kind of stay away, you know. But everybody else, I love. And I really feel sure that there's probably an exception in here that I miss. So I'm going to just read it one more time. Because I took Bible study methods, and I know when you, in Bible study methods, it tells you to look at the text carefully and observe the text and just see what the facts are. You know, you look for things like commands. You look for things for, you know, like repetition and that sort of thing. A new command I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you. You are to love one another. By this will all men know that you are my disciple, if you love one another. This seems to say there's no exceptions in that verse. And there's a lot of yous. Actually, it says you about six times. That would be me. It's just like Jesus having a personal conversation with me. I know he was talking to his disciples during that time, but since I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ, he is talking to me too. I really do want to obey the Lord. And I know that he wants me to love everybody. And I know that my love for them is going to show them that I'm a disciple of Jesus Christ. But I really, really, really don't know if my coworker would have any idea that I was a disciple of Jesus Christ. I think it's just going to take some prayer. Would y'all pray with me? Bow your heads, please. Lord, you know that I do want to be your disciple, and I do want us to learn and me to learn about how to love other people. And I ask that you just show us how to do that. And honestly, Father, as we look in your word tonight, and as I share with these precious sisters in Christ what I have learned over the past weeks and months in studying what it means to love as you love and to reflect you to other people, I pray that it will come into our hearts and into our minds. Ladies, I really have always considered myself a person, pretty loving person. I do love to love people, and I like to be loved, just as I was saying. I really wasn't kidding about that. But love is not always an easy thing to do. And as I started looking at this, there were some things that I really wanted to look at this and say, and see, if I'm going to copy the Lord, if I'm going to love the way Jesus loves, then first, I have to know what His love looks like. What does it look like? What are the qualities of His love? You can't emulate something that you don't even know. And then, if I know the qualities of His love, how am I going to incorporate those into my life to love people, even people that are difficult to love, as I was expressing about this people, this woman, because there are people like that, right? And then even further, I just, even though I want to obey the Lord and I want to be His disciple, I really have to know why. Because when push comes to shove, if I am not compelled to know why I'm doing this, I might give up when it gets hard. So I've done some study over the last few weeks, and I just want to share with you what I have seen as really foremost qualities that we see in our Lord and the love that He had. First, I would say that we see His love in coming in Luke 2. Just in that beautiful poem that Carol read tonight, I couldn't believe how that dovetails with, of course, the Lord knew, with what I was talking about tonight. But we see that love in coming, that He left the splendor of heaven to come to earth. Did we invite Him? Did we deserve Him? Did we say, hey, we're desperate, please come save us? No, He came. He came because He loved us. And then His love is seen in His life. He lived an entire life showing us what love looks like. He said, if you see me, you see the love of God. He showed His love in His death. He died on the cross, bearing our sin, our shame, dying in our place when we didn't deserve it, we didn't ask for it, and we were the porcupines and we were the minefields. He died for me, and He died for people who never will accept that love. He died for us. His love is forgiving. There's nowhere in Scripture we can look where Jesus has a list of somebody's wrongs that they've done against Him and kind of, you know, recalls them and brings them back. The list that we need to look at actually is in 1 Corinthians 13. Beautiful list on what it means to love. His love is nurturing. The Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. It is a nurturing kind of love. His love is prayerful. He interceded for His disciples. He intercedes for me now. To sum it up, as I look at all of these, we realize that His love is self-giving. It's not self-focused. It's not self-centered. It's entirely self-giving. What extravagant, remarkable, undeserved love. So now that I know what His love is like, I really... And this huge, huge, huge bar. I mean, the bar is way up here, right? I want to ask the Lord, how in the world am I going to do that? And as I was studying, how in the world do I incorporate this into my life, I just kept being drawn to 1 John. And I would read through 1 John, and then I'd make notes. And then I'd read through 1 John, and I'd make notes. And I'd read through 1 John and make notes. And in summary, the Apostle John says, love one another. By this, all men will know that you are disciples of Christ if you love one another. In fact, he goes as far as to say, if we don't love other people, other believers, then the love of God is not in us. In fact, if we don't love other people, we can't even say that we know God, because we don't, because God is love. And so I realize there again, it is an absolute. We love people because God loved us. We love people because we're to emulate God and be like Him. And that's how we show people what God is like. And for the first time ever in studying 1 John, I realized that really important, precious prayer promise at the end of 1 John, in 1 John 5, 14 and 15, has a lot to speak about love. You know, every time I needed something in my life or a prayer, I would go to that prayer promise and say, well, if we know that anything, you know, if we ask anything according to the will of God, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us and whatever we ask, we know that our requests that we have asked Him are granted. So the Lord has graciously answered all my prayers that I have asked according to His will with yes or no, with that prayer promise. But you know, after reading 1 John, as he's talking about love in chapter 1, love in chapter 2, love in chapter 3, love in chapter 4, and you get to the 14th verse of chapter 5, and I think, you know what? That is exactly the prayer promise we need when we can't love people. We need to go right there and say, Lord, this is according to your will. Help me. It is a perfect promise. Honestly, there are some times, you know, when you're just having a little riff with a person and perhaps it's just not going smoothly. And you can go to that verse and you say, Lord, I know you want me to love these people and or this person. And, you know, it just clears up right away. It's not a problem. It's over and the tension's gone. But ladies, I'm sure I'm probably not the only one in here who has had a relationship that has been more difficult. It's been exactly like the person that I have did my little discussion about at the beginning, you know. And I would like to tell you just briefly a personal experience that I had with a woman that I was hurt so often, offended so often. I mean, you just, the whole list of words go down for years on end. But I could not love this person, but I knew that God wanted me to love her. I knew God wanted me to love her. And I kept crying out to God and saying, please help me. You know, I forgive her. I want to love her. But sometimes it just takes more, and it takes us dying to ourselves. And I remember the day when I was just such aware of such bitterness that, of course, was eating at me, you know, more than anybody. And I knew that the love of God was to flow through me to people, and I knew it wasn't. And my anger at her was just exactly like a hook in my heart, and I could not get it out. I could not get it out. And I wanted to, but I just got my Bible, I fell on my face before God, and I said, I am absolutely helpless to do anything. This is not a mild case. This is a serious case of offense, and I am helpless to do anything about it. God, I stand with you against me. I don't like what I'm doing. I stand with you against me. Please deliver me from this unlove. Amy Carmichael, in her precious book, If, says, if hating unlove, or not loving, from the ground up, we cry to be delivered, God will be to us a God of deliverances. And I knew that, and I knew that scripture. And ladies, I want to tell you right then, out of the mercy of God, that hook came out. Joy flooded my heart, because that is a characteristic of love. When you have the love of God flowing through you, it is a heart of joy. Circumstances didn't change. She didn't change. Nothing changed except my unforgiveness towards her and the joy that was bubbling up inside of me and my thankfulness to the Lord. I know then that there was not only a victory in my heart, but there was also a victory in heaven, because, you know, we have the heavenly onlookers to see whether we are bringing honor to God or we are dishonoring God. And my greatest desire with my life is that I bring honor to the Lord. So that brings me to the other question, and that is, why does God want me to do this? You know, I just have had to ask myself, Lord, why do I have to love everybody? Why couldn't I just cook meals for people? You know, why couldn't I do something like that? But Jesus said, love one another just as I have loved you. And by this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. You just can't get away from it, can you? It's right there. It's a command. It's a command to all of us. And we've looked. There's no exception clause in the scripture. And if we say we love God, if we say we know God, then love needs to be a characteristic of our lives. And love is the greatest source of joy the Lord gives us in loving others. You know, perhaps tonight, as I've been speaking, you know, and I mentioned the coworker that I had or this personal experience with this woman that was so difficult. Perhaps there's been somebody in your mind that you're like, yeah, I can identify with what she's saying because of a difficult relationship. On your tables tonight, there's an envelope, and your table hostess will pass out to you something that I have made as a reminder just of this simple message tonight. And I'd like you to look at that now and for each person to get one and look at it. On one side of the bookmark, I love bookmarks because I love to read, and so I have plenty of bookmarks to pass around and remind me of pertinent truths that I really want to keep in mind. On one side of the bookmark, you will see the verse. And there should be a line under that. And so I would just like you to date when you have a pen available and when you go home to put the date. But I also, if you would like to commit tonight to being this person that the Lord talks about in John 13, 34, 35, that you'll love one another, and that everybody who knows you will know that you're a disciple of Jesus Christ because of your love for one another, I would like you to make a commitment to do that. And just that's what the date is for. If you make that commitment, you just put the date down that this is my commitment. On the other side, there's a poem that has been a prayer of mine for years and years. And it's also by Amy Carmichael. And it says, "Love through me, love of God, make me like thy clear air, through which unhindered colors pass as though it was not there. Powers of the love of good, strength, grace of the heart divine, oh, love that fails not, break forth and flood this world of thine." Ladies, if there's anybody on your mind that you would like to bless with the love of God, especially somebody that's been a difficult case, when you go home tonight and have time to think about it, would you put their name right there and commit to love them and commit to ask the Lord in 1 John 5, 14 and 15, "Lord, I know this is according to your will. Please get that hook of bitterness out of me." You know, because what we've heard tonight, especially with this poem tonight, and especially looking at the qualities of Jesus that he has, this is the why that we need to love other people. Because God sent him, it was God's initiative to come to earth. It was his self-giving, his initiative to live a loving life for me. It was his initiative to die for me. And that is my motivation. What in the world could I possibly have? What reason could I possibly have for not loving somebody? What reason could I possibly stand before God and say, "She was not worthy of your love coming through me to her because..." No, seriously, I don't want to be funny about it, I'm dead serious. There is no reason, ladies. God, if we are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he lives in us, and he wants to use our bodies as channels of his love. He wants to use our hands, our feet, our hearts, our prayers, our nurturing. He wants to use all of that. And I just ask that tonight will be a night of us committing once again. If we've already done it, say, "Lord, I want to love better this year in 2014 than I did last year." And if you're here tonight and you don't know this love that I'm talking about and you have never received Jesus Christ as your Savior and the gift that God has given us to be able to repent of our sins and receive him, please don't leave without talking to someone, maybe perhaps the woman with whom you came or with me. I would love to talk to you. But I ask that each of us tonight would just purpose to love someone dearly this Christmas season, someone especially who needs the love of God. And I thank you for letting me come. It has just been a delight. I love you all. I really do. It's been good to be here. Thank you.